It's a sound that disappeared from the Louisiana wetlands a half century ago. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has cleared the way for the reintroduction of the endangered whooping crane to the state. A regulation published by the department designates a potential Louisiana population under the Endangered Species Act. The designation would allow the service to effectively manage a reintroduced population. Tom Hess, a biologist manager with the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, says the last time a whooping crane was in Louisiana was in 1950.
But here in the very near future, we'll be having 10 young cranes come to Louisiana from Patuxent Research Center in Maryland, and they will be placed in a pen at White Lake Wetlands Conservation Area south of Gaydon.
Intensive management efforts were undertaken by the U.S. and Canadian governments to protect the species. Former manager of the Upper Ouachita National Wildlife Refuge and KEDM contributor Kelby Uchley says in spite of the length of absence of the birds in the state, one objective of the plan has been for recovery and reintroduction to occur.
Part of that plan involved making some captive populations where young birds could be reared that would hopefully someday build to numbers that would allow them to be reintroduced into the wild.
The whooping crane population has been rising steadily at about 4% a year. The population reached 100 in 1987. By the end of 2004, the number grew to 468, with 213 residing in the wild. The reintroduction plan calls for the establishment of three separate self-sustaining locations outside of the migratory path, which occurs from Canada to the Aransas National Wildlife Refuge in southeast Texas. Coincidentally, the company which played a major role in the Gulf oil spill last April is the same company which donated land to Louisiana where the cranes will be located.
Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries acquired the land. Actually, it was given to the state from BP. And at that point in time, the state had control of that several thousand acres of marsh. In doing so, had the opportunity to manage that area and adequately protect those.
Uchley says this opportunity for the birds to reside is a risk that needs to be taken. One self-sustaining area is a non-coastal interior location in central Florida, which has experienced some difficulty due to drought conditions. Hess says the first group of cranes to be released in the wetlands of White Lake will be in a controlled area to help them adapt to their new surroundings.
And the birds will be placed in a covered pen for a short period of time, and they'll be encouraged to roost, to sleep at night in this pen until they get used to our Louisiana marshes.
He says the department has confidence to make this location successful, as it has done so with other endangered wildlife.
And the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries has a great track record restoring species. We've had great success with American alligators, brown pelicans, and also the bald eagle. And this will be another species that we will restore to Louisiana.
Uchley says outside of what agencies can do to protect the crane's new home, the project needs several years of no major weather disturbances for the species to thrive.
I think the main thing is that we get several years of no direct impact by major hurricanes on that area. That we give these birds get enough time to get a toehold down there.
The cranes are expected to arrive in the state before the end of the month. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.